morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jason Delves, the CEO of F9 Brands. Jason, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. Good to talk with you.
I appreciate you giving me some time. Last time you and I talked, it was you and Tom Sullivan and I together. It was right after you guys had gotten back involved with Lumber Liquidators. Now some more big news has happened. Let me set the stage. Bed Bath & Beyond, the owner of Bed Bath & Beyond, Overstock, Bye Bye Baby, Kirkland's, we have signed a letter of intent to acquire the equity assets of F9 Brands. And F9, who you're the CEO of, owns and operates Cabinets to Go, Lumber Liquidators, Gracious Home, Thomas Baker, and Southwind Building Products. And they're going to decide this month, right?
That's correct. We're moving forward with due diligence and moving towards a closing. We don't have a set date yet, but we are working to get the transaction closed within the next 30 to 60 days.
The reason I'm interested, obviously, Lumber Liquidators is for a long time has been known in the flooring business, a big key brand. And let me say, too, brand, I think, is a part of a key message here because the Lumber Liquidators brand, even to men, you're building that brand to men by putting that logo behind home plate and all the baseball fields of the world. And even closer now, the Southwind brand that Drew Hash has been running, he's building that brand and doing really well. And so these two brands in the flooring business are on top of everybody's mind. So we're real curious about what's going on here. The key question, there's this guy, Marcus Lemonis, who made his well-known reputation by taking Camping World and being very successful. He's now the quarterback on this. And a lot of people are wondering, you know, you assembled a bunch of brands that have gone through some reorganization, and everybody wants to know, you know, what's different this time. Can you help me with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And very similar as Marcus built out Camping World. He was successful in that because it wasn't just selling campers. It was building the entire, as he likes to say, the ecosystem around it. And he provided more and more for those people that use campers and enjoyed that life. And so he's now doing the same thing, but with this concept of the overall ecosystem of the home. So where it's different, as you said, of buying up brands of other retailers that have had struggles or not, and really taking it to be able to provide more and more for those homeowners, for all their different life events, and specifically as it really comes around to us and how F9 integrates so well, and quite honestly, sets them apart of just being larger retailers with a lot more names and all of this, is that service component where we're going to be able to not only sell them all the general merchandise and the organization and everything from Bed Bath and a Container Store now and Kirkland's, but really all the things that then further optimize your storage and your overall home, from flooring, cabinets, closets, all of these additional, and then all the way through the process of design through installation, which again, really is why this thing is setting up and building something that is different than just a quote retailer.
Well, and I think one of the big challenges is you need to be both online and brick and mortar. Most everybody who's listened to this has been to a Camping World and is just amazed at the sheer volume, and it's bigger than a Home Depot. And I guess where you're headed with this is to have an offering that's everything home in both brick and mortar and online. Is that right?
That is correct. That is correct. And quite honestly, brick and mortar, online, and in home. That's a very big component of, especially in our worlds of cabinets and closets and flooring, that in-home sales piece and that in-home consultation piece, and even focusing on professional organizers and interior designers, all of those things create the entire package of making sure that we're allowing the customer to choose how they want to shop.
Okay. So I guess when this all gets approved in May, you become the chief executive officer of Beyond Home Services. So tell us a bit more about that vision.
That's really the piece there. It's building products. It's the service piece of the business, where in that group, the Beyond Home Services will be Cabinets to Go, Lumber Liquidators, Southwind, Alpha Closets, which is a closet system been around since 1948 from Sweden, has been sold in container stores for years and years, but is owned by the container store. And then also another closet manufacturer out of Chicago called Closet Works. So those will all be part of Beyond Home Services, as well as we look for other opportunities that continue to add to our ability to provide more and more for the customer base of Bed Bath & Beyond, Container Store, everything overall. And so that's our place in the overall company.
Well, you're a major cog in this whole plan because, and let me tell you, let me give you a report card here for a second. You know, F9 Brands, you generated $522 million in sales in fiscal 2025. So the things you've been working on lately have grown very nicely, haven't they?
They have. We're proud of what we've built over the last several years and the additions we've made. We truly feel like this combination will allow us to grow, honestly, at a faster pace and really to a higher level than probably either organization could do on their own.
You know, the success of a company, a lot of it's the culture, and I've been watching you on some of these posts on LinkedIn as you've been going into these Lumber Liquidator stores, you know, shaking hands and having the team. It looks like you're doing a big job on building teams everywhere you go, right?
Absolutely. Look, it's funny. People always ask me about the amount of time I spend on the road and in the stores. And it's funny. I honestly can't, I wouldn't think of any other way. And candidly, I've just not figured out how to run this thing from sitting behind the desk. You have to be out in the stores. You have to understand. It's important that people understand we're absolutely run upside down pyramid. The stores are at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else in the company is there to support them and make their life easier.
Jason said differently. That's what you call servant leadership. Let me ask you one last question. How'd you get from pre-med at Duke to doing what you're doing now?
That's a great question. A lot of times I'll ask people what they think my degree was in when I came out of college. Absolutely. As I came out, I really decided I didn't want to go to med school, really liked business, and even was thinking I'd eventually get into the business side of medicine if I went that route. Went from college, got into investment banking, ended up taking one of my clients through a turnaround. That's how I got into the flooring business and ended up in the flooring business, manufacturing hardwood flooring for 18 years, sold it 3 times while I was there. Was a vendor to Lumber Liquidators for years. That's how Tom knew me. And right in conjunction with us buying all the wood facilities from Shaw when it was Beasley Flooring Products, which they're still going and actually a supplier, great partner of ours today at Lumber Liquidators, Tom reached out. That's how I ended up in the retail world.
And Tom Sullivan's out of all this now, right?
Not really. Tom's absolutely, he's been critical to building these businesses. I mean, founding Lumber Liquidators in 94 and growing it, taking it public, starting Cabinets to Go from a single store in 2008 to over 100 now. He will continue, and it's very important to Marcus to have founders of these businesses involved at a minimum, being available to provide advice and thoughts and on an advisory type board. Because all of these guys and a lot of these businesses were created and built and successful by people just like Tom. And I think too often, Lumber Liquidator is a great example, they want to push those people out and not benefit from all the knowledge that sits in their heads of what worked, what didn't work. He'll still be absolutely around and there to provide his knowledge base of the businesses he's built.
All right. Well, I appreciate you spending time with the listeners and telling us what's going on. Again, been talking to Jason Delves, currently the CEO of F9, but soon to be Chief Executive Officer of Beyond Home Services. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.